I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Life and death decisions are taking place at the state level in the United States. More on that in a moment. And later, I'll explain why witch doctors are wreaking havoc in Uganda and how you can be part of the solution. But we'll start in the United States, where on Wednesday, the Alabama House passed a bill that would require doctors to attempt to save the lives of babies who survive botched abortions. This move comes on the heels of the United States' largest abortion restriction signed by Alabama's Governor Kay Ivey last week. The law bans abortions in all cases except when the mother's life is at risk. As the abortion conversation intensifies, many in the pro-choice camp try to label pro-life advocates as religious zealots imposing their faith. But Eric Verstraete, president of Life Matters Worldwide, says pro-life is not limited to faith circles.
At the basic idea, abortion is a moral issue. The real question is, when do those babies that are in the womb, when do they become a part of the human race?
In the midst of the abortion conversation, the church has an opportunity to share the love of Christ through pro-life ministries.
We believe that every single one of those babies, every single person, is imprinted with the image of God. And that's where we, in our faith, can take it one step farther to say, because we all are within the image of God, we therefore need to honor that image of God, no matter where that part of the human race exists, whether it's in the womb, whether it's outside of the womb.
You can be Jesus' hands and feet to post-abortive women, as well as those facing crisis pregnancies.
The focus can't just be on a law. It has to be on the actions of how do we surround people with love, encouragement, and support.
Next, May is National Foster Care Month in America. There are more than 400,000 kids in foster care. Bethany Christian Services' foster program works to give kids a loving Christian home before they age out of the system. Bethany's Kim Offutt says,
there is a need there. We need more families to step forward, to open up their hearts and their homes to kids who are in foster care. Some of the demographics of our children who are in foster care, again, of the 400,000 that are in foster care, about 70% of those children are school age. So they're between the ages of 8 and 14. Also, we need families for sibling groups because it's so important that we keep those children together. They are their own family unit.
As kids age out, those without foster families have no safety net and often end up on the streets or incarcerated. But those who have families walking alongside them tend to have a better chance at life.
When you have a family, whether that is your biological family or if it's a temporary foster family, the outcomes for our children, their future is much brighter because they have that safety, that security. So you are making a difference.
And we'll end today in Uganda, where plans for a Christian high school are ushering in a new era of hope. Through sexual abuse and AIDS, witch doctors trap many people in their community in a cycle of abuse and poverty. Set Free Ministries' Dean Vandermeer tells us,
when you get abused and traumatized as a child, all the way through until you're a teen and as an adult, there is such fear that the whole place is held by fear.
Set Free keeps children in school and away from the risks of abuse and human trafficking. By providing medicine, education, and the gospel, they're changing communities.
We call upon God, we get you good medicine, we're gonna love you back to life. We're gonna care for you, we're gonna love you, and we're gonna disciple you. And now you have a whole new generation of Christ followers.
In 4 years, Set Free will open Light Academy and Vocational Center in Uganda. This Christian boarding school will house 1,200 new students and help more communities break free from witch doctors.
We want to have an opportunity for these children to become the disciples of Christ from age 5 until 19.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, for the first 300 signups, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers The Heart of Grandparenting, Using Your Best Years for Your Greatest Legacy by Dr. Ken Canfield. And with it, you'll learn how God's Word is having a profound effect on millions. Click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.